1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
Ben and Vince.
All right. Hello and welcome
to the new and improved Ben and Vince show.
It's really good this time, we swear.
Eric Heisen bought us a new studio and everything.
Are we facing each other now? I don't know why.
He's a really generous guy. But that temper of his, you never should have picked on him like you did.
Yeah. Okay.
My temper, on the other hand, you don't have to worry about.
I'm not exactly sure.
Shut up and keep your hands to yourself or I'll catch a little pecker off.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's Vince has seen Sin City again yesterday. For the 80,000th time or something.
Oh, by the way, yeah.
Yeah.
What y'all guys, listeners, were just hearing was Revolution Get Down by the Bell Rays. That's right. You know, just for all those people who say, you know, we don't record live and, you know, post-production going on. I'm not going to name names, but it's somebody whose last name rhymes with Deshititsky.
Yeah, you sure showed those people then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, did you have something you wanted to say?
Did I?
I think you did.
I don't know what you're talking about, Vince.
Okay.
I do actually have something to say. Did you know they're going to make, there's now a Fox 5 News Edge at 6?
What? How is that a News Edge? Oh, are they standing up?
I don't know, but you know, they're normally at 5, right? But now there's going to be one at 6.
They're just not going to show The Simpsons or whatever?
Yeah, it's going to be on at 7.
I'm moving.
Well, yeah, okay, I'm just saying.
How is it a News Edge? Is it only half an hour long?
I'm not sure. I just read about it in the style section.
It must be. Here's the things that's different from, you know, the Fox 5 regular news and the Fox 5 News Edge.
Yeah, it has a different name, first of all.
Yeah, that's one.
It's on a different time.
Yeah, the time. Also, the anchors stand up.
Right.
And they tell you what time everything's going to be on.
They don't do like roving reporting.
No, they say like, you know, coming up at 11:17, we'll have a story about, you know, rogue kittens that could be impregnating your children.
That sounds like a pretty worthwhile story on which to report. I mean,
yeah,
that's a pressing issue.
Stop typing.
I'm not.
Okay, well, stop thumping around over there.
I'm not thumping around. Over there, right, whatever.
In front of me.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, in the style section it said that the Fox 5 News Edge at 6 is gonna feature roving reporting.
What the hell does that mean?
Them walking around outside.
Maybe they'll just be them in like a car holding up the camcorder to their face. It'll just be, you know, like Will Thomas and you know, like Maureen Ume. And one of them will be driving, and the other one will be in the passenger seat holding a camera, and that person will just switch back and forth.
Yeah, that's pretty newsworthy right there.
I
Here's
guess.
another news item I wanted to share with you. Did you hear that Drew Carey had to go to the hospital
Because he
or
got his
something?
hand stuck in the
Hand stuck in the
grocery
grocery
game,
game.
you dumbass.
What it? I mean, come on, Baumgartner did this for 35 years without a single mishap. This guy's on the job for like 2 seconds and he's already screwing everything up. Come on.
He's got a soft cast. That's what I heard.
That's retarded.
Yeah. It's so
The
stupid.
price is right. It's gonna go downhill.
They should get somebody to replace him.
Yeah, Drew Carey should just die already.
Did you know they started the Power of 10?
That's a game show, right? No, oh, he's also hosting that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's been
I don't
going on
even.
for a while, apparently. Nobody watches it.
I don't know anything about it. I don't even know on what network it is.
CBS.
That's good. No, I don't know. Is it good? It probably sucks, actually. Yeah. So, what up? What else is there to say about anything?
The Redskins, I don't know about those Redskins.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, their offensive line needs to shape up. You
Are you
see?
even gonna still be a Redskins fan now that you don't live in Washington?
Of course I am.
Oh, that's right. You're not Jordan Turner.
Yeah. Jordan Turner is just a fan of whoever wins the previous day. So, let's say the Redskins lose, he'll say, "Oh, your Redskins lost again, but my Eagles won." And then, the Eagles win the next week. He's like, "Boy, Vince, I don't know why you root for those Eagles." I mean, I don't know what you're talking about, Jordan Turner. I never root for the Eagles.
Doesn't he have an Eagles jersey?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that seems to identify him
Look,
with that team.
He doesn't succumb to things like logic and evidence and, things like that.
Yeah, that's kind of
Jordan Turner, if you're listening, I challenge you to a write-off.
Is that the only type of competition we have on this show?
Yes, also
Oh,
cans.
yeah, Pyramid, Gam Pyramid.
Yeah.
If he wins that, he wins Skype.
Yeah.
Why are we just going over things that we've already said in previous podcasts?
Previously on the Ben and Vince show.
That was the previously music.
Are you sure that wasn't the Let's Go to the Bank Cave music?
Yeah, that too. Speaking of going in the Batcave, somewhere else you could go is Mars. And because you traveled to Mars at close to the speed of light, many years have passed since you were last on Earth. It's a very different place now. Turns out there's nothing good on TV here either, because TV has been replaced by transmission directly into the brain. If you want to outfit yourself with the new brain transmission technology, turn to page 22. And if you don't want to, then forget it. You should just stop playing this game because I didn't plot an ending for this situation. That was apropos of nothing there. That's,
I'm going to turn to page 22. Is that okay?
yeah. Well, page 22 on what?
Don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'd
Music.
rather, I guess, you turn to page 22 than just stop playing.
Playing what?
This game? That's what it says here. I mean, that's what I just thought of to say.
Hey, everybody out there listening, just want you to know, you just lost the game. Yeah,
You're such a dick.
that's a stupid thing to say.
Yeah. Also,
But since we record live and there's no editing, I'm not gonna go back and edit it out.
how would you even? I mean, once again, we're recording live, so,
Yeah, like as you listen to this on your iTunes or whatever, we're talking right now.
it's streaming in.
Yeah.
It's got streaming technology.
We're if you're listening to your iPod, we're in your head.
Yeah, we're actually streaming like directly into your
We
brain.
got
Like
shrunken into your iPod, and we've been, shouting up those wires.
that's how it works. You
Yeah,
know?
that is
And
how it works.
that's how MP3s work. They shrink the bands down, you know?
Yeah.
Like of all the songs.
yeah that's yeah and
I
they all
wonder
are
they
clones.
I wonder if they're all like hobnobbing there, you know? Down there in the iPod.
What does that mean?
you know, like hanging out together.
Oh, it
Both
sure doesn't
different bands.
mean fornicating.
What? No.
Are you sure
It
those two
doesn't.
aren't synonymous?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
Hobnobbing? That doesn't mean that.
It sounds pretty dirty.
Well, maybe to you. To anyone who has read the dictionary.
Why would you read the dictionary?
Yeah, that's a good point. To anyone who knows anything about vocabulary, it doesn't sound dirty. Yeah. No, I mean, it would be kind of dumb to read the dictionary. I mean, looking up words is okay.
Yeah, that's okay. I looked up a word today, but I didn't use a
Oh, yeah.
dictionary. I used Google.
Right.
And I
What
already
word was
forgot
it?
what the word was. Like, I know it
Damn
started
it.
with A.
That narrows it
The
down.
point is, I know it if I saw it.
Right.
It means
Was
made
it
up.
what?
It means made up.
The
Or,
word means made up?
yeah. Or, like, you know, the credibility is questionable.
Dubious.
No. It starts with A, you dummy. All right, let's go to commercial.
D is almost like
I think
A.
you're gonna like this commercial.
If Satan drove a race car, even he'd complain about the scorching heat on the racing oval. Where in-car temperatures reach 130 degrees, improper hydration can have disastrous effects.
At Charlotte 99, I got so dehydrated when I started seeing double. I hit the wall at nearly 200 miles an hour. 200 miles an hour, and I forgot what happened after that.
You could just see the heat taking its toll. And I tell you, he was sweating buckets.
In those heat chambers, drivers can lose up to 10 pounds in a race.
The challenge? Get that into this and keep drivers hydrated.
In 2002, we worked with Matt and his crew to develop the Gatorade In-Car Drinking System, or GIDS, a device that hydrates drivers with hands-free Gatorade that stays cold for up to 6 hours.
Matt never gave back the GIDS. The next year, he won the Cup.
I always did like science class.
From Charlotte to Chicago and beyond, the games never end, and the legend continues.
Yeah, let's take them back. Coming up, I was confused. My mommy kissing a girl. Confusion occurs coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committing felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing, check out my melody.
And we're back.
All right, we're live and back. Back and
Yeah.
live.
Did you like that commercial?
It was great.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear more of it.
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and listen to the recording of this live podcast later to hear it.
It's pretty good.
You don't have to tell me. I mean, I've already heard it.
Did you know George and Montas wrote an infomercial?
Really? About what?
Well, you'll see because it's going to be in one of these.
Oh, one of these commercial breaks?
Yeah,
One of these
either. I don't.
Infomercial
We might actually have to record it ourselves.
Oh, they just wrote it, they didn't record it?
Yeah.
I see.
You know, but you know, people do that in radio. You know, they have.
No, I didn't say it was a bad thing.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're just saying. Yeah. Did you know there's 4,880,196 people online on Skype right now?
That's not true. There's 4,852,097 people
Oh,
online.
097 people, then? Is this like
Yes, 100.
military numbering system?
Yes.
Anyway,
I forgot how to read that.
According to Skype, there's however many people I said.
No, there's however many people I said. I'm looking at Skype also.
I'm looking at Skype better than you're looking at Skype.
Well, I think we can all agree that Skype is a quality program.
I agree with myself and you about that.
Anybody who wants to win Skype, just feel free to register for our can knocking over contest. Just call the request line,
call our request line.
and we'll hook you up.
We'll set up a pyramid of cans and describe them to you. Then you'll throw a
No.
ball and we'll describe how many of the cans you knocked over.
No, you have to come into this. Well, we could do it that way. Or we could actually set up the cans in the studio and have you come into the studio and knock the cans over.
I guess that would work. I mean, In my version, we would still set up the cans in the studio. It's just you could do it from home, you know, and you could call in, and you would be like, "Yeah, I threw the ball now," and we'd be like, "Oh, you knocked over, you know, two of the cans."
Zero cans.
Yeah, it would pretty much always be zero. It's hard to win this game
unless you come in. Yeah. If you come in, then you can win.
Good luck locating our studio, though.
We'll give you directions.
No, we won't.
Yeah, I. Okay, so here's what you do. Take the Beltway, right,
yeah,
to Colesville Road, okay. Then start going north on Colesville Road.
Okay.
Then turn left on University Boulevard.
Uh huh.
Then turn up.
Turn at, up into the sky.
At Arcola Avenue.
Sure, it's Avenue.
And I don't know. I'm making this up.
Oh, okay.
Get closer to your microphone.
Sorry.
Or whatever, it doesn't really matter.
Okay. Yeah. So, and then just go up Arcola and you'll be there in the studio.
Yeah, go up. Go up. The point is turn up.
I mean, our studio is more of a state of mind, you know? Just start thinking about it and you'll be there.
The question is, what is reality?
Well, that is one question. I mean, there's a lot of other questions, too.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still convinced that there's 4,880,196 people online.
No, there's 4,885,951 people.
What are you even thinking?
I think my number updates more often than your number.
My number hasn't updated, like, ever.
Exactly.
Maybe if I minimize and re...
Yours is probably just pasted in there.
Yeah. But anyway, you want to get in, like, a religious war about it?
No.
Oh, okay. Let's not, then.
It sounds like a plan.
What sounds like a plan?
Not getting in a war.
That's more of the absence of a plan, but okay.
You want to see that movie, War?
What's it? I never heard of that.
It has Jason Statham.
He's cool.
And Jet Li.
And they're both cool. I thought Jet Li wasn't doing martial arts, but I guess...
Yeah, you thought wrong, because he's fighting with swords.
Are you kidding me? I thought he was...
No.
What?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Right, okay, but I thought he was done with that after Fearless.
Yeah, I did too, but apparently they paid him enough to make him come back.
Are you kidding me?
Or I guess it's not really martial arts, I don't know.
That's such a technicality. Jet Li,
yeah.
Your last movie was just a marketing ploy.
Anyway, he's at war with Jason Statham.
At war with Jason Statham, yeah, okay.
Yes!
I don't think you can call it a war if it's just two people.
Then you should retitle this movie because that's what it's about.
Hey, hang on. I gotta take out my headphones for a second and walk over to my fan and turn it on because it's pretty hot in this room.
Yeah, you're right. It is pretty hot in this room. In the studio. Because that's where we are.
I mean,
it's pretty hot.
I don't know why I had to tell you that it was hot in this room since you're in this room with me.
Well, you know, people have differing opinions on how hot things are.
That's true. So according to, in my opinion, it was hot, so I had to turn on the fan.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Well,
otherwise I would have been like, stop.
Yeah.
Don't turn on that fan.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So
I saw this movie.
Sin City?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Okay.
No, I saw Captivity.
Oh, that was with Lindsay Lohan?
No.
No, that was with Elijah Cuthbert. However the hell you pronounce that. Am I still wrong?
No, you're right.
Okay.
Anyway, it was really bad.
What a surprise.
Yeah, you know, basically, the movie, that is also a movie that should be retitled, only they should call it Craptivity.
Damn.
It was crappy.
Very funny.
Yeah.
What was the one with Lindsay Lohan?
I Know Who Killed Me.
Right. Alex Heider saw that movie.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What was with that kid?
What? Oh, and a few rows behind us?
Everybody, when we went to see the Simpsons movie, there was this kid in the theater.
Did you,
in those front group of seats, and there was a kid sitting in the front row, you know, not like in front of us, but behind us.
You're describing this terribly, Vince.
Like, you know how there's that front group of seats, you know,
yeah,
in the movie theater? Okay, so he's in the front row of the regular group of seats.
Yeah, so right. So he wasn't in the front group. We were in the front
yeah,
group.
Right. So he's just sitting there. And he was just, like, laughing uncontrollable anytime anything happened.
Hey,
like,
it was really annoying laugh, too.
A vehicle would appear on the screen, and he'd be like, ah!
And then
car!
And then during the credits, he just completely lost control and just started repeating lines really loudly, like 2 seconds after they had come on.
I know.
So what was it? I'm trying to think of an example. Like when Tom Hanks was like, just, you know, if you see me on the street, just leave me be. He would be like, just leave me be!
Just yeah, like that. I mean, we were like, yeah, I mean, we just saw that, you know. We just saw that.
No need for you to repeat it, you know?
Yeah.
We already heard it.
Speak up.
God damn it. Maybe you should just turn off your headphones.
What?
If you can't hear me.
You're just making me do more work, because you're, you know, when as I modulate your volume right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because this show is live.
Right. As you modulate it live.
Yeah.
Live.
As you get quieter, you're making me have to, as your volume changes, I have to.
You have to follow. Yeah, I see. So you're saying I should talk at a consistent volume.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I shouldn't modulate my voice.
I don't even know what that means, really. No, I do know what it means.
Come on.
I know what it means.
Okay. Maybe you should have looked up that word instead of whatever A word it was.
No. No, I know what modulation means.
Okay.
So that guy in the theater,
yeah,
who was laughing, he was not nearly as cool as that guy in the.
Oh, in the Bourne movie.
You got faxed.
She faxed you. That's pretty funny.
Throw him out the window.
Yeah, that guy was cool.
That guy was cool.
I wish I could know him better. If you're listening, guy, call in.
You know who you are.
Yes, if you were at the theater at which we were, I'm not going to say.
This week really went by fast, this podcast.
It did?
Yeah, because it's over. All the listeners out there, we'll see you next time on The Benjamin Show. Good night, everybody.